This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Setting Personal Goals by Faith.
You'll never become what God intends without you being intentional. Goals build my character. Then number six, good goals will be rewarded. Good goals will be rewarded. And if you have good goals, then there's going to be two reasons that you're rewarded. You're going to be rewarded on earth by people, and you're going to be rewarded by God in heaven. When you have a good goal, it brings respect. When you have a good goal, it brings honor. When you give your life to a good goal, it builds a legacy on earth. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:27. Let's read this verse aloud together, okay? Read it with me. If your goals are good, you will be respected. Circle that. You will be respected. You want to be respected? Then you need to set some goals that are good. The entire nation will celebrate Martin Luther King Day. Why? Why do we take a holiday for one guy? Because he was a man who set good goals. And he didn't live for himself. He didn't live for greed. He didn't live for pleasure. He didn't live for popularity. He lived to fight injustice and to fight prejudice and to fight racism and to fight for truth. He set good goals for his life, and so he is honored with a holiday. One of the greatest honors I've ever been given in my entire life was the honor of preaching in Martin Luther King's home church on the 40th anniversary of his death. And so on the 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King's death, on that day, they invited me to speak at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. I was the first white preacher to preach in that church. And that was an honor to me. Why? Because I respect people who use their lives to make a difference. And if you were to come to my study, you'd find a picture of Martin Luther King on the wall with a typed letter, signed letter underneath it. And you'd see another picture of Mother Teresa with a handwritten note underneath it. And you'd see a note from Billy Graham with a handwritten note, and many others. And some of these people on that wall are not Christians. They're not Christians. But I honor them. Why? Because they gave their lives for the good of others. They had a goal greater than themselves. They didn't live a little selfish clod of a life living for, I want to make a lot of money and retire. Oh yeah, you think God put you on earth to do that? Make a lot of money and retire? That's the whole purpose of life? Wrong answer. God wants to teach you how to love. If your goals are good, you'll be respected. But the real reward in setting good goals is going to come in eternity. Look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 9:25. All athletes practice strict self-control. You know, they eat right, and they sleep right, and they work out, they exercise. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. Nobody's going to remember yesterday's game in 2 weeks, much less 2 years. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So, I run, Paul says, straight to the goal with purpose in every step. He was a purpose-driven goal setter. You need to be that too. Now, not every goal that you can set is a good goal. Not every goal is a goal that God's going to bless. So you want to set goals in these seven areas over the next 7 weeks. You want to set these in your life, but you want to set the kind of goal that God is going to bless, God's going to give you the power to do. So how do I know the kind of goal that God will bless? Let me just close by giving you three questions. When you get ready to set a goal, you want to ask these three questions. Number one, the first question is, will this goal honor God? That's the first question you ask. Will this goal honor God? And what kind of goal will honor God? What kind of goal brings glory to God? Any goal that causes you to trust Him more, to depend on Him more, to love Him more, to love other people more, to serve God and serve others, to be more unselfish, those are going to be good goals. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, God paid a great price for you. Look at the cross. So, use your body to honor God. Are you using your body to honor God? Are you using your body for pleasure, for selfish reasons? Use your body to honor God. You might circle that. 1 Corinthians 10:31. When you eat or drink or do anything, always do it to honor God. Everything can be done to honor God. You can take out the garbage to honor God. You can wash dishes to honor God. You can clean out your car to honor God, or your closet. You can study it for a test to honor God. How? By doing it with the right motive, out of gratitude, and for the right motivation. I want my life to bring honor to God, so I'm going to be the best I can be for God's sake. Will this goal honor God? Now, the Bible says this: we make it our goal to please Him. 2 Corinthians 5:9. Second question: is this goal motivated by love? That's the second thing you want to ask when you set a goal for your finances, for your health, for your relationships. Is this goal motivated by love? God is not going to bless a goal motivated by greed. I didn't want to make a whole lot of money. God is not going to bless a goal motivated by competition. I want to be better than that company. God is not going to bless a goal motivated by envy. God is not going to bless a goal motivated by greed or grief or guilt or grudges. He's not going to honor a goal that's built on worry or fear or anxiety. God is not going to bless a goal that's motivated by materialism or by ego or by pride. But when you set a goal out of love, God, I want to do this because I love you and I want to love other people, God's going to honor that because it's all about love. Life is all about learning how to love. 1 Corinthians 16:14, everything you do must be done with love. Everything.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. A very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. All this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. So $25 becomes $50, $50 becomes $100, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever you give will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. So please contact us today. Go to PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, God's Great Adventure for You, will help you tap into God's power and presence when you learn how to pray with passion and purpose. Covered in soft vegan leather with full color pages, this prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The God's Great Adventure for You prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with God, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the all-new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Go to PastorRick.com to get your 2021 Prayer Journal and have your gift matched up to $100,000. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get your gift matched up to $100,000 and to receive your very special Prayer Journal thank you gift. So please contact us right away. Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
When you set a goal out of love, God, I want to do this because I love you and I want to love other people. God's going to honor that because it's all about love. Life is all about learning how to love. 1 Corinthians 16:14, everything you do must be done with love. Everything. 1 Corinthians 14:1, love must be your highest goal. That should be the number one goal in your life. I want to learn to really love. And I want to learn to love unlovely people. And I want to learn to love the loveless and the unloved. And I want to learn to love people who are hard to love. That's being like God. Why is it important for you to have goals that are based on love? Because if you set loveless goals, you're going to treat people as projects. You're going to run all over them to get to your goal. You're going to run over your marriage. You're going to run over your friends. You're going to run over other people climbing up the ladder of success. And God says, no, you got it all wrong. It's not about accomplishments. It's about relationships. It's about learning how to love. Third question. Will this goal require depending on God? Will this goal require depending on God? Remember I said earlier, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you don't have a goal that requires faith, then it's not a pleasing to God goal. Romans 14:23, everything that doesn't come from faith is sin. If you have a goal that's so small it doesn't require any faith to do it, it's a sin. Whatever is not of faith, the Bible says, is sin. Now look at this verse, Proverbs 16, verse 9. Why don't we read this one aloud too? Read it with me, Proverbs 16, 9. We plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. I love that in the Message paraphrase. That's what we're going to do during 50 days of transformation. You get to plan the way you want to live. And this series is to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life. We get to plan the way we want to live, but it says only God gives us the power, gives us the energy, gives us the ability to actually do it, to make the transformation. Why? Because God provides the three things you must have to reach your goal. Write these down. Three things you must have to meet your goal. Three things you must have to change your life. Number one, I need God's Spirit to empower me. This is not something based on willpower. It's based on God power. It's not based on trying. It's based on trusting. I need God's Spirit to empower me. Zechariah 4:6 says, you will succeed. You will not succeed, it says. You will not succeed by your own strength or your own power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I need God's Spirit to empower me to make changes I can't make on my own. Number two, I need God's Word to guide me. I need God's Spirit to empower me. I need God's Word to guide me. This book here, the Bible, is the owner's manual for life. The more you get this book into your mind, your heart, and your life, the more you read it, study it, memorize it, meditate on it, the more successful, the more fulfilled, the more strong you're going to be in life. When Joshua was given the great dream of taking over the promised land, and it was a goal that was going to take him the rest of his life, God had these words to say to Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Keep this book, that's the Bible, Keep this book of the law on your lips. In other words, talk about it all the time. Recite it by day and night. That means memorize it so you can quote it. Recite it by day and night, that you may carefully follow all that is written in it. That's the premise. Now here's the promise. Then you will successfully attain your goal. You might underline that last phrase. If you ever intend to be in business for yourself, you ought to memorize that verse. In fact, it'd be a good verse for everybody to memorize. Keep this book of the law in your heart. Read it, memorize it, live it, practice it, study it, that you're careful to follow it and obey. Then you will be successful. You will attain your goal. That is one of the greatest promises of success in the Bible. And that promise doesn't come from some self-help guru. That promise comes from God. You will successfully attain your goal. How? If you become a man of the word, you become a woman of the word. All you need to know about life is in this book right here. I need God's Spirit to empower me, and I need God's word to guide me. And finally, the third thing I need is I need God's people to support me. You will not be able to reach your goals on your own. I haven't been able to reach my goals on my own. It takes a team to fulfill a dream. You need other people in your life. This is why we insist that everybody in our church family be in a small group. You're never going to feel like a part of our church till you're in a small group. A crowd can't support you, but a small group can. 3, 4, 5, 6 other people. They can know when you're sick. They can know when you're having a tough time, when you've had a bad day. A crowd can't support you, but a community, a small group can. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says this. By yourself, you're unprotected. It means it's like at a football game. You're unprotected. You're out there running down the field by yourself. You don't have anybody to block and tackle for you. There's nobody out there to protect you. If you're not in a small group, you don't have any block and tacklers. You don't have anybody who's going to speak up for you, stand up for you. By yourself, you're unprotected. But with a friend, you can face the worst. Boy, did I learn that this last year. And a group of three is even better because a rope braided with three strands is not easily snapped. What do you call three people meeting together? A small group. That's what it is. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst of them. Now, you guys, this is going to be fun, but it's going to be more than fun. It's going to change your life. If you will do it, if you will hear and read and watch and talk and do, you will grow. If all you do is come to church and hear, you're not going to be transformed, I guarantee you. You're going to be no different in 7 weeks. But if you will hear it and read it and watch it and discuss it and do it, you will not be the same person in 50 days. You will be a better person. Let's bow our heads. Father, we already know that you're going to do some amazing things in our midst when we begin this 50 days of transformation. I know that lives are going to be changed. We know that families are going to be strengthened. Marriages will be saved. Friendships will be made. And we know that some people are going to get engaged. We know that miracles are going to happen. It would be a waste of time for us to not expect you to do a great thing. So I already thank you for what's already happening in the hearts of people and help them to realize they're already a success. Most of all, I thank you for the cross, because we thank you and we do everything we do for Jesus' sake. Now you pray. Why don't you pray this? God, I give you permission to change whatever needs to be changed in my life. Say, God, use the next 50 days to permanently transform my life and to make the rest of my life the best of my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. In just a moment, Rick is going to tell you about a recent $100,000 matching grant from a very generous listener. But first, he's going to share with us how God has been using your financial gifts to help us share Christ with people around the world. Here's Rick.
Hi, friends. Would it surprise you to know that there are entire groups of people who have never heard about Jesus still in our world today? I'm talking about the small tribes of less than 100,000 people in many, many distant places who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. That means there's not a single Christian among them. There is no church. They have no Bible. There is no believer. Can you imagine that? Would you help me reach these unreached, unengaged people? You know, one of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to find partners who would help us take the hope of the good news, of the gospel, to the whole world, to the final frontier, these unreached, unengaged tribes. Jesus wants us to witness to all nations and to all people. He never made a person he didn't love. He never made a person he didn't want saved. And Jesus died so that all may be saved. But people can't follow Jesus if they've never heard about him. And they've never heard of God's grace, how can they receive it? So I'm asking you to help me in this Finishing the Task project. Thank you for your support. You know, Daily Hope is now reaching over 34 million people each month through Daily Hope audio teachings and our email devotionals. But we're only able to do this because of your partnership with Daily Hope. We're working together to help us fulfill the Great Commission. Imagine when you get to heaven, somebody comes up to you and says, I just want to thank you. I'm here because you cared enough for someone like me. You prayed and you gave and you shared and you sacrificed, and I'm in heaven because of you. Will that be worth it? Even as we rejoice in the success, we need to remember that there's still billions of people who need to know Jesus. And we got to keep going. So I'm asking you prayerfully to consider giving the biggest gift you've ever given or that you can give before the end of this year. As I said, there are still about 3,000 unreached people groups that have either few or no believers in them. We've been able to reach about 600 of those tribes, making sure there's a Christian living among them who speaks their language and can help them understand the Bible. But that's just the first step. The truth is, an unreached people group isn't considered reached until it has a healthy church, a body of Christ, that's able to plant new churches within that group. So to help that happen, we're working on translating spiritual growth tools into about 200 new languages for people who have virtually no Christian resources available. Think of all the Christian books you could buy at Christmas this year. Think of all the books you could pass on at birthdays. These are so available in English, but we need to translate them in all the other languages. These translations are strategic, that we've selected ones to share the gospel and to help disciple new believers where it is most needed right now. Now, these resources are also going to help young pastors grow and train others to build the church in their nations and in their groups. Now, we've made a lot of good progress. Well, we got a lot of work ahead of us in this task, and it is a monumental vision. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. It's a timely vision. It's a global vision. But every vision, listen, requires provision. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do any of this vision without you. And that's why I cannot fully express how much I appreciate your financial support of Daily Hope. You know, I don't take a salary in this. This is all a ministry of love. And all of these funds are going to help reach more people. Now, let me give you some exciting news. A generous friend of Daily Hope has offered a $100,000 matching grant so that any gift you give by December 31st this year will be doubled up to $100,000. That means every dollar you give to Daily Hope between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Would you please prayerfully consider how you can give today, how you can reach more people for Jesus in the coming year? And please, while you're at it, pray that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that will penetrate hearts. Pray for our Daily Hope team as they coordinate our outreach, and most of all, pray for the people we're trying to reach.
that their hearts will be prepared to hear the message of the good news of Christ, and that they will come to know the grace of God and grow and mature in their Christian faith. You have a part of the most important task in history. Now, my prayer for you is that God's going to bless you throughout this coming year, and that He will bless you so much that you can be a blessing to others. You know, we're blessed to be a blessing. And my prayer is that He will draw you closer and closer to Him. God bless you.
Remember, as Rick just shared, whatever you give today will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost. So please contact us today. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to have your gift matched up to $100,000, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.